The ayes have it. The House is now adjourned.
And with that, House Speaker Robert DeLeo gaveled an end to the legislature's formal sessions, capping a flurry of activity on a number of major issues. They worked right up until a little after midnight overnight when, as legislative rules dictate, they must end formal debate for the year. WBUR's Steve Brown was on hand at the State House when the gavel came down for the final time overnight and now joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Steve, and good to see you. You're looking pretty good.
Good
for being
morning,
up all night. Looks like the big headline yesterday came not from the legislature, but from the governor.
That's right. Going into yesterday's session, the big question was, would there be a showdown between the legislature and the governor over that so-called three strikes crime bill? Now, that's the legislation aimed at locking up violent criminals for life on their third conviction. Now, remember, over the weekend, the governor returned that bill to the legislature with an amendment to give judges some discretion in sentencing. Lawmakers who overwhelmingly supported the bill said that amendment would have gutted the intent of the law, and they refused to accept the governor's suggested changes.
So then why will Patrick accept it and sign it now?
The governor calls it a good bill, but not a great bill.
I think it would have been a better bill with the limited judicial discretion that I proposed. I made that proposal in good faith. And I would have I think it would have been great had the legislature given it. It's due. But we'll come back to that. We're not going to get it all done right now.
Legislative leaders have promised to revisit the subject of mandatory minimum sentencing early next session, and the governor's taking them at their word. And while not making any promises as to what further changes will be made, House Speaker Robert DeLeo said early this morning he's heard from some members who want to address this further.
I heard anything from going further than what we did in terms of the minimum mandatory sentences. I heard a little bit from folks relative to addressing the issue of mental illness in relation to crime. So I think that, you know, there's going to be a whole host of issues that people are going to want to talk about next session.
House Speaker DeLeo, the governor says he's going to sign another major piece of legislation enacted yesterday, Steve, that being the big health care cost containment bill.
That's right. He is going to sign that. The governor says that is more than just a good bill. He calls it a great bill. Now, we've been hearing more about the bill this morning from WBUR's Martha Biebinger. But briefly, this is a follow-up to the landmark 2006 Massachusetts health care law. Supporters say it will overhaul the health care payment system, force more patient-centered care systems, and they predict the measure will save about $200 billion over the next 15 years by tying health cost increases to economic growth.
There was a surprise yesterday in the closing hours of the session. A bill that's languished for years, the so-called Right to Repair bill, made it through.
It did. That's the bill that would give local auto repair shops access to the codes that's stored in your car's computer. Now, for years, the auto manufacturers and the auto repair shops, the independent auto repair shops, were at odds over this. And as a matter of fact, enough signatures were gathered to put the question before voters this November. Well, an agreement was reached over the weekend between the both sides. Language was included in the bill that was sought by the auto manufacturers to protect codes that they deem their intellectual property, while making the other codes that's needed to repair your car, make those available for purchase by auto repair shops. Still, though, that question will be on the ballot, but both sides say they're going to be launching an awareness campaign to let voters know there's really no reason to vote for that.
All right. Briefly run down some of the other bills that passed overnight and were sent on to the governor.
Sure. They passed legislation holding utilities more accountable following storms. They also approved a $1.4 billion transportation bill. There was lots of smaller road and bridge repairs in that bill. They okayed an economic development bill that not only is supposed to create jobs, it also okays that sales tax holiday weekend that's coming up in a couple of weeks. They also approved the Children in Need of Services bill. That overhauls the way the state serves runaways and truant children.
What about major bills not making it? Any?
There were a couple. The most significant seemed to get derailed last night when both branches couldn't agree on legislation that would extend the civil statute of limitations in child sex abuse cases. The Senate took out some language that they thought was unconstitutional, and there just wasn't enough time to reach a consensus. They also couldn't reach agreements on a prescription drug monitoring bill, as well as some election reforms.
WBUR's Steve Brown, again, thanks a lot for following this overnight and staying up all night so you could be here this morning.
Thank you, Bob.